So the amazing thing when you have two great quarterbacks that are in what turned out to be a shootout is you'd think that Drew Brees would get the better of the rookie Robert Griffin III. Uh-uh. George Wallace, you were there. You were in the locker room afterwards in New Orleans. What a remarkable debut. I mean, was this like a total fantasy, or is this guy good enough to do this again?
Mike, I'm telling you, I still, you know, a bunch of us were talking, and we still can't believe what we saw on that Superdome field yesterday. I mean, it was, you could not have scripted it any better for Robert Griffin III to come out there, especially when you look around the league and what the other rookie quarterbacks did. The other three combined for 10 interceptions. This guy looked like he'd been in the league for 10 years. And, I mean, we've talked about since he's been drafted in OTAs and minicamp how he's handled himself. But, okay, the lights were on for real yesterday. I mean, he answered every single call. It was just an unbelievable debut for this guy, and I think that you realize exactly what it means to have a quarterback, because I think he's for real.
Yeah, he lived up to every possible expectation anyone could have for him. Should we be worried that the defense gave up 32 points?
You know, I think we still have to be concerned with the secondary, Bruce. I mean, and that was one of the things coming in. We always talked about the fact that Merriweather got hurt last week with the knee injury. Tanner Jackson ends up being suspended. I mean, and yesterday the rookie Bernstein goes down with a knee injury. So they're going to have to sew up that secondary a little bit. But I think it was one of those things that, you know, the defense, we saw what the defense confused Drew Brees, I think, throughout most of that football game, with the exception of two great passes to Jimmy Graham, who you can, you know, as London Fletcher said yesterday, I can't defend the guy any better except maybe wear his jersey. I mean, he's that good. So
yeah.
I think with the exception of that, I think the defense shut him down. But, you know, at the end, they're playing back a little bit. Saints come back quick to score those late couple of touchdowns. But I still think we need to be worried about the secondary, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and losing another promising safety was not a good sign there. And unfortunately, LaRon Landry looked great playing for the Jets yesterday, our old safety, unfortunate as that is. So what are they going to do here? They're going to have to go out and get somebody?
Yeah, they're going to have to go out and see who's around and shop that waiver wire, because it doesn't look good for Bernstein, the rookie. It looks like it could be an ACL. It could be done for the season. It didn't look good when he was being carted off the field. Merriweather's probably still 3 weeks from coming back. I mean, and Gomes and Dowdy played great yesterday, I think. I mean, Gomes saved the day with the interception. He saved, you know, in the end zone, pushed the ball out of bounds, and Dowdy with the interception at the end of the game. So you have some quality, serviceable guys there, but I think they're going to have to go out and see who else is out there.
There was no Dowdy about it after he made that final interception.
Hey, how were the players in the locker room afterwards?
Oh, they were, you know, as Pierre Garçon said, that you would have thought this team won a playoff game or won the Super Bowl. Everybody was just so happy. And as London Fletcher said, coming off the field, just yelled at every single media member saying, nobody gave us a chance to win. I mean, it was quite a scene. It's one of those where London was still in his game face mode, and he just could have snapped at you at any time, but he was still fired up about it. But the guys, they all said they believed, everybody in that locker room believed they could get it done, and they gave Robert Griffin III some help with the running game, the offensive line a little bit, and Pierre Garçon stepped in. I mean, that is exactly why you went out and got a receiver like Garçon.
Hey, George, is Garçon going to be okay? I mean, after the first quarter, I didn't see him, and we were all getting concerned about that.
No, he is. He said afterwards it's a foot injury. He says he will definitely be ready to go next week in St. Louis.
Awesome, baby.
He said he basically heard it on the touchdown run. He said he kept looking up. He caught the ball. By the way, that pass was only 16 yards. He ran 72 on his own. He said he kept looking up the screen because the end zone seemed so far away, and he thinks he heard it on that play.
A beautiful thing. A beautiful thing.
I just want to say it sounded like London Fletcher scared you there for a while.
He scares everybody.
You wouldn't want to go up against London Fletcher.
You
like
got that right.
Who would?
He's a scary guy.
All right, George, thanks. George Wallace joining us from New Orleans this morning.